When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The hometown team knocks off the Denver Nuggets last night. Let's go.
And plays good basketball.
It was good basketball, especially down the stretch where it was confusing at times to see the rotation that Chauncey Billups had in there, because Denny Advia was playing really damn well.
You text me during the game like, hey, where's Denny?
Yeah.
And I was like, he has been good, but I was like, they're just not... Denny is not going to get... You can talk about how Jeremy Grant is playing or not playing or all those kind of things. What teams are going to do is that Jeremy Grant's history is that he's a 40% high-volume three-point shooter. He is going to be treated differently than Denny Avdija.
Yeah.
And there was that stretch of the fourth quarter. They start the fourth quarter, and the Nuggets had a... Was it? Ended up being a 37-22 fourth quarter for the Nuggets. They were plus 15 in that quarter. It was 35-16... Portland thankfully made enough down the stretch to kind of, you know, pull this thing off. But a big part about that was in the fourth quarter, they went with a bench lineup with, and this is the whole idea of like trying to get Denny on the floor. The reason Denny's minutes are cut is because all of the bigs are healthy. Mm-hmm. And in order to get Rob on the floor, Rob's got to play some four. And that's just the reality of it. And you can't really put – Denny's a really good defender, but he's more of like a big-bodied wing defender than he is like guard defender, where two is there's a chart that I retweeted this morning. Tumani Kamara, the only player who's spent more time guarding primary creators this season is Dyson Daniels.
Yeah. I just thought it was interesting, though, in that fourth quarter where you mentioned the run and being plus 15, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who came in for the final 25 seconds when you needed defense on the floor?
Denny.
It was Denny Advia, right? In that he played 4 minutes and 20 seconds of that quarter, and he was a wash. Okay. He was minus nine in that fourth quarter. But when you needed him the most, you brought him in off the bench, because I think like one of the things that he does a really good job of is that Shaedon Sharpe and Anfernee Simons carried offensively that fourth quarter. I mean, they were dynamite. 21 of the 25 points came from those two guys. Anfernee Simons down the stretch, I thought he was done for the game when he slipped and fell. That was gnarly.
Man, he hit the ground so hard. It was one of those like...
You heard the thud on TV, which is weird.
You heard it in the arena.
But those two guys were so good and so on in that fourth quarter and like carrying them offensively. And Denny does a really good job because of the versatility that he has on the defensive end to kind of mask a lot of those two's deficiencies. Mm-hmm. And that's where it was like, man. But again, this is why you have a guy like Chauncey Billups, who he is much maligned, criticized widely. Jeremy Grant was not good in the fourth quarter.
No.
And his versatility is different than what Denny can do on the defensive end. But it worked out. It worked out for the Blazers.
Yeah,
like it truly did.
There's a couple things I think you take away from that game. Number one, I think it's quite literally the best that Ant and Shaedon have ever played off of each other.
Yeah.
Like that was a real thing. It wasn't a your turn, my turn. It was a very natural flow to how they were attacking. Ant was being the initial aggressor, and Shaedon was doing a fantastic job of being the second side attacker. So when the defense is in rotation, Ant's already collapsed it a little bit, whip it over to Shaedon, Shaedon attacks. And I think the biggest thing that I've tried to hammer home to Blazers fans, Shaedon doesn't get the ball enough. All Ant does is dribble, blah, 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 blah. You don't know what you're watching. Because Shaedon Sharpe, no one besides Anfernee Simons gets the ball more in the front court with opportunities than Shaedon Sharpe. The data bears that out across the board. It is up to Shaedon Sharpe to take advantage of it. Yeah. And that's what you saw last night.
Yeah.
All those opportunities have been there. They've been there since he came back.
Yep.
Every single night. It's that he's been passive. This is what you want to see from him. It look, the 2 from 8 from 3, there's maybe two shots where I was like, meh, I don't maybe necessarily want you taking that off the dribble, but he had the one step back at the end of the shot clock that almost went in. It was like, that's fine. The rest of it, he just missed some catch and shoot looks. Yeah. Otherwise, he was incredible attacking downhill. And it's this perfect complement to the gravity that Ant has on one side that he can then attack on the other side. You have DeAndre Ayton. He may have had his best all-around game as a Trailblazer last night. And it gets lost in all of this. 4 blocks last night. Bothered Jokic as much as one can. I mean, the shots Jokic was hitting were incredible.
It turns out he's good.
He's the best offensive player on the planet. He is.
That guy is good.
But did you notice how many times DeAndre Ayton caught the ball 4-on-3 in the middle of the floor and looked to make a pass? Remember, he threw a lob to Tumani Kamara on a back cut, threw another pass to the backside to Shaedon Sharpe for 3. Like,
I love Tumani Kamara.
Look, two had a great game last night, too. You look at him, 5-of-9, 2-of-5 from 3, 14 points, you know, aggressive, just talking endless crap to the Nuggets bench. That was fantastic.
I picture Dusty laying in the bed looking at that framed picture of Wolverine and just kind of...
It's Tumani Kamara. It's Tumani Kamara.
He was on his side, on his back, on his stomach.
Dude, I love him. I love him so much.
Yeah. No, two's phenomenal.
Well, and one of the things that I did in my Trailblazers report the other day was with Denny Avdia, and he has been so consistent over his last
3 weeks.
16 games.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? 14.9 points, basically 50% from the field, 46.5% from 3, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. He's been a mark of consistency for them.
Like, we had text coming on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Blazers gave us a 17-point lead. How, under any definition, was that a good fourth quarter? They won the game.
Yeah, you're going up against the best offensive player on the planet.
I think that where I go, that is a good fourth quarter for the Blazers, is because we're not looking at this, again... You have to look at the broader scope of what this team is, right? Which is, they've got a talent deficiency, right?
Almost every single night.
Scoring. Like, they do not score. They're one of the worst two-point shooting teams in the entire NBA. And I say that if you look at it and you can say, where was that a good fourth quarter? It was the fact that in that fourth quarter, you had Anthony Simons and Shaedon Sharpe, and it was like an identity of how they were going to win or lose that game.
Yes.
And it was it hero ball-y offensively and it got stagnant? Uh-huh. Yeah, it did. But you know what? In closing time...
That's what you do.
They made the buckets that mattered. And like, for me, I look at it and I say, that's a win in a fourth quarter, because they haven't done that a lot this year. And they have been missing an identity because those two guys have been banged up.
Yeah.
And they've been in and out of the lineup. And so I don't look at it and say... I'll say... The more surprising thing to me was being, what was it, plus 21 in the second and third quarters, because that's where we've seen these, they've come out and they've played really well in the second and third, and then they end up losing that game.
Yeah.
I will say it's a good fourth quarter because you know they don't have the horses. We all know that, right?
And this whole idea of like, everybody's you blow some lead, blah, blah, blah.
Which I would have been okay if they would have lost.
No lead is safe in the NBA. I'm not kidding. That isn't a Portland thing. That is a NBA thing.
Right.
Like, there's kind of this joke that unless the lead is 29 or more, you can get back into a game because the power of the three-point shot. You look at Portland last night in that fourth quarter. I believe they finished 1 of 11 in the fourth quarter, if I remember right. Let's see. Yeah, it was 1 of 11. Of those threes that they took, how many of them were bad shots? Maybe one?
Yeah.
The ball goes inside, outside, pops around, ding, 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 ding.
But that's the problem, is that we know that this team, that is not an anomaly. That is the norm there. But you're getting the good looks, and you don't turn down good looks.
It wasn't off the dribble threes. If I'm telling you Anthony Simons, Jeremy Grant, or Shaedon Sharpe is getting a catch and shoot three, that is good offense.
Ooh, I got 2 for 12, according to the NBA, NBA.com.
The official box score is 1 of 11. Maybe they adjusted one of them.
I don't know. I have Ant making one, Shaedon making one.
Weird.
Yeah.
They only have 1 of 11. Oh. But like the offense last night, I thought it was, and this has been true really the last five games, the ball has moved around and found guys more comfortably. I thought Ant's floor game last night was phenomenal. He finishes with three turnovers. One of his turnovers hilariously came when he slipped.
Yeah.
Like he slipped and just lost the ball.
Racked his head on the ground.
God, he just landed like a sack of bricks. Other than the when they trapped him late, because they didn't trap him all game, I think it caught him off guard. I thought he was incredibly accurate and precise in making the right decisions. I thought Shaden did the same thing. I thought DeAndre was doing the same thing. If you, you know, the whole idea of like where, Jeff, you said that Denny Avdija has been really great over the last 3 weeks. Looking just over the last 11 games, that's kind of like when things ever get, you've seen Denny and Ant kind of figure some things out. Same with Shaden. Ant's averaging 20.6 assists, 4 rebounds on 46, 37, 89 splits. Denny's averaging 16, 4, and 6 on 53, 47, 80 splits.
Not I mean, like, that's shabby.
Jeremy Grant averaging 16, DeAndre Ayton averaging 16, Shaden averaging 17. Like, you're starting to see, like, what was supposed to be when we came into this season. You know, Ant, Shaden, 2, Jeremy, DA.
Mm-hmm.
The Ant being the guy that works as the trigger man, Shaden and Jeremy being the secondary guys, and everybody else filling along those lines. This is kind of the mold of what you were hoping for. Now, you're not going to get nights where both Ant and Shaden are both like this. I mean, it's very seldom happened. But this is kind of the proof of concept of like the idea of what they want to be.
How much do we think that a little bit of what Chauncey was doing rotationally, like in the fourth quarter, is due to the fact that they are still showcasing guys and getting guys minutes who have been banged up and you need to have tape on them and you want other teams that are potential trade bait to see guys? Because
I think he's just trying to play guys. That's the thing. I don't think it's showcase because everybody knows that Rob is what he is. It's you're taking the caveat of health. Jeremy is what he is. He's a veteran. He's going to play. And they're just trying to find some minutes for Donovan. Last night was a rough game for Donovan.
Yeah,
I think he was good in the first half. I think he was really bad in the second half. And I think the lack of spacing when you're trying to play multiple bigs at the same time when they already have a lack of spacing to begin with makes things problematic. But I don't think it's necessarily a showcase thing at this point. I think the only guy that you're really maybe might showcase is Tees when he comes back because he hasn't played this season. I think it's mostly just trying to find minutes for guys. And that Denny is the one guy right now that understands the deal. He knows that come trade deadline, it's very likely he's going to move into the starting lineup.
Yeah.
And so he's accepting of like, hey, look, I know what's kind of happening for the next 6 weeks.
Well, so may I ask one thing? Is that the one thing I noticed is consistent as he has been over that like 16-game stretch, and some of it is the team around him, but he's also basically like in terms of plus minus, he's like a minus 5.6. And so you would hope that would be better as he is a second unit guy coming in and trying to help lift up that second unit against the other second unit guys on the other team.
Yeah, the part of that is I hate doing this. He's been playing a lot with Scoot, and Scoot has had some really rough games.
He got in early.
He did get in early. I thought that was interesting. I think he got in with 7:57 left in the first quarter. To open the game, which Ant usually doesn't come out. I mean, this is unless he's in foul trouble or, you know, he's playing incredibly poorly. And you're like, all right, we got to try and switch something up. But he did get in early last night. And I wonder if that was Chauncey Billups trying to give Scoot a bit more time with the starting group, basically.
Yeah.
To maybe give him a little bit of confidence. Last night was bad for Scoot, unfortunately. There was two moments where I was like, oh, maybe he's finding something here. And then he jacked up shot after shot after shot, and it was brick after brick after brick. And it was just, he didn't have it last night.
At what point are we concerned about more the good night versus bad night ratio for Scoot?
The concern is, I'm not a guy who panics on young guys, but my eyebrows 100% raised at this point. He's stagnated. Like, it looked like maybe he was going to show a little bit of growth. And again, last season was very rough, so you're anticipating that. I'm never out on guys unless it's like, oh my God, like Johnny Davis in Washington, D.C., you know, with the Wizards. Like, you're like, oh, that's not an NBA player. Like, oops, sorry. I don't do that on guys unless it's that egregious in their first contract. But the worry time is starting to set in for Scoot. And that's something to watch, really, over the next couple of weeks.
Okay. All right. Well, they beat the Nuggets. Good win. Wouldn't have minded if they lost. You know, when they blew that lead in the fourth quarter and they were down, was it 122-120 with like 45 seconds to go? I was like, I'll take it. Whatever. And they were all right.
Just as a reminder, the Golden State Warriors lost by 50 last night.
Yeah. Not to the Jazz.
No. But
you know what? Inexcusable loss for them.
But again, the whole inexcusable thing, it happens to everyone.
It is not something that you just go, whatever.
No,
Draymond
Green's a first ballot Hall of Famer, and both him and Steph Curry went scoreless last night.
Yeah.
Like, it's just stupid stuff happens in the NBA.
I get that they happen, but you don't get a pass for rolling over.
No, you don't like it. You don't enjoy it. No. You know, there's nothing along that, like, but this, like, you know.
Showing your belly is never a good
people
thing.
Saying you can't blow a 17-point lead. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Oh, absolutely. Like,
every single team in the league can do that.
Yeah.
Don't make me show my belly.
You can show your belly.
But, like, a 17-point lead is, like, honestly, as crazy as it sounds with the way the math is in the NBA now, that's like an 8-point lead.
Well, yeah, the whole thing is
it disappears so quick.
Get it to 10 at the 4-minute mark, and you have a chance to win the game.
It's crazy now, man.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, good job, Blazers.
Just look.
Good job, Blazers.
They're probably going to lose a lot of games coming up, so enjoy a good win.
And well, does this screw up your net win thing again? Because this was a net loss.
It took them one over for the expectation for 30 games. Hate to see it.
I mean,
look, they're gonna pile up losses, guys. It's okay.
That's what you think.
I keep hearing that.
I mean, they are.
They keep beating teams like the Nuggets that they shouldn't beat.
They are 9-18.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, the Nuggets are not a good team.
I know, yeah. I know they are 9-18.
I think that's
third
alarming.
Worst in the West and seventh worst in the league.
Yeah, I think it's more alarming for
Denver.
The Nuggets.
They've lost to Portland and Washington. They're a bad team.
Yeah.
If they did not have Nikola Jokic, who's quite literally an offense unto himself, they would be horrendous.
Yeah.
And there's real noise about them going after Zach LaVine.
All right.
As crazy as that is.
Well.
Gross.
San Antonio, Dallas, Utah, Dallas again.
Yeah.
Those are the next four. All right.
Hey, what if you drop another one to Utah? That boosts them up on the scale and you take a loss there.
As long as it's not by 40, I'm fine.
All right.